This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another hour of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I believe myself to be an educated idiot. I took lessons to be this stupid. You don't get here by not trying, let me tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on so I can keep him from rebuilding his house. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time here on the show. Mark is the host of The Patriot and The Preacher. Oh, my God. You actually mix church and state?
All the time, which is why we get so much grief, because it really upsets people. What are the two things, right, Joe, that you should, we have always been told you should never talk about?
Politics and religion. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you want to, well, that's if you want to keep your friends. If you want to get rid of your friends, that's the best way to do it.
Well, you know what? It's worked well. I don't have many friends now because it really upsets them when I talk about our history and the connection to the faith of the founders, because if it not were for that connection, we wouldn't be here. That's just plain as day.
Yep.
And so, you know, when, for instance, you know, when we see these, you know, they're so smart, you know, AOC, you've got to work to be that stupid. And when she and Elizabeth Warren talk about, we got to take away the Electoral College, it's not fair. Today, Elizabeth Warren told people in Mississippi that if we did it with the popular vote, they'd pay more attention to Mississippi, when in fact that's the opposite. Because if we took away the Electoral College, you and I both know it, the whole election would be decided by four or five states.
Oh, you don't have to fly up and down the West Coast and East Coast, yeah.
No, now you just get to, you know, hit California, hit Texas, hit New York, Pennsylvania, and you've got the election, right?
Yep.
So when I hear that, you know, they say it's not fair, it should be a popular vote. That's not true, because the wisdom of our founders comes ringing through and true, that they wanted to make sure that all the states, based on their population, got an equal say, and that's right. Why it's that way. So little boys and girls out there, any millennials listening, the founders were far ahead of you. You are not smarter than them. You are not more educated than them.
In fact,
you need to be.
Wait a minute. These guys, the newer people in Congress, are so out of touch with reality and fairness. They're looking at everything from their side of the aisle. They're even talking about either upgrading or getting rid of the Senate, because it makes no sense that every state has two senators. This is what I'm hearing from the Democrats.
And yes, it's true.
Do you guys understand? Look what you're doing. You want to get rid of the Electoral College, which allows the smaller populated states to have a voice, just like the big states have. Then you want to get rid of the Senate, which already screwed up with the amendment that said they would be elected. They were never meant to be elected. They were meant to be appointed to represent the state as a whole. Okay?
Right.
And now they want to get rid of that. And the two for each state gave everybody equality in power.
Right. That's right.
They have no clue.
But now Beto and the rest of the crew have a great idea about the Supreme Court. Because it's not fair. It's not fair that the president's had two people that he's appointed so far, and let's face it, he could have two or three at the end of his second term. They're so upset that the Democratic Party and the progressives, Joe, are such little babies. This is like after you win the Super Bowl, and they go back to the Rules Committee to change everything. So a first down isn't, 10 yards anymore, it's 15. Because it's not fair that we won. It's not fair that 63 million people across the country came out and voted, and it's not fair that that all happened. It's also not fair that we got to appoint Supreme Court justices, but that's what happens when you get a person in the White House that's been elected and also committed to the fact that he would appoint pro-life judges, and he kept his word. That's what really upsets them. What really upsets them is that all the numbers right now are saying that even, what was that, a CNN poll said 70% of them approved of him in the economy, Joe? What are they going to do? I mean, literally, they're in such a panic right now. It's more fun. I have more fun. I used to go and read Donald Trump's tweets, and I still do. And people that know me well know that I stay up late, so he's up because it's the East Coast. And I love seeing what's coming out of his mind. But I love even more listening to AOC and that Muslim-hating congresswoman that shouldn't even be in Congress tell us who they really are. Because now the veil's come off. And it's all true, and you know it. The very fact that the DNC, the leadership of the DNC, took weeks to say anything about what this woman has said tells you everything. They, Nancy Pelosi said she doesn't understand the power of her words. Are you kidding me? She knew exactly what she's been saying. And she's on the Intelligence Committee.
Yep.
She's serving on a committee that she shouldn't have access to that classified information. She is a mole, and everybody knows it. It's true.
Oh, no, listen, it is. And AOC, I'll tell you what, AOC scares me, but not because I think she's got this great wit about her, but think about it. She has taken on Nancy Pelosi. She has taken on the establishment there, and she's got them cowering. I don't care what anybody says. She's actually got them cowering. They do not know how to handle her.
Well, no, they don't. I mean, first of all, I want to say, when it comes to AOC, I want to get a petition going. First of all, her high school needs to have their credentials yanked. And the college needs to be investigated. Because whoever talked words into that woman, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. You got to get me...
All right. We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. I'm not letting you duct tape to a chair in a secret location. So Mark Anthony will be with us.
I'll stay. I'll be here.
We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
And we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me bring him on, because I know you're waiting to hear from him. Mark Anthony joins me, as he does from time to time. And he is also the host of The Patriot and The Preacher, where he mixes religion and politics. Oh, my. And government. Ugh.
And government, which is why most of my friends I've lost and most of my family won't talk to me. It's great.
Isn't it wonderful? Well, hey, yeah. At least you didn't have to call them names. They just did it on their own. That was cool.
No, well, they're just little snowflakes. People don't like it when you start talking. You know this, Joe, about talking about the truth. I mean, there's been so much gaslighting from the other side, it's hard to determine what reality is. You and I were just talking before we came back on the air, and it turns out that Rashida Tlaib, whatever, who cares how to say her name?
Tilapia, that's what I call it.
Tilapia, right. So it's still very present. Islamophobia is still very present on both sides of the aisle in Congress. Yeah. So,
you know what? We have to co-author a book together. Okay.
I think we should.
We have to put a book together on racism, the true causes of racism. Democrats now think we have over 200 years of this, and Democrats are now saying that the Electoral College is rooted
in racism. That's right. Once again, it's racism. And by the way, how could you have somebody that's clearly white, Beto, talk about how he benefited from white privilege and then renames himself so that he has Mexican heritage? It's amazing who these people are and the lengths they'll go to. Because, you know, you've got Kamala Harris, who... Oh, yeah. See, you and I are very familiar with her because we both, you know, I was in California. You're still there. I've been trying to get you out, but that's another story. But Kamala Harris is, first of all, she was not oppressed. She had a really good life, went to a really good school. And then along the way, we all know the truth, met Willie Brown and became the mistress. And that's how Kamala Harris rose into California politics and became a U.S. senator. That is how she became the attorney general, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Let's just say she spent a lot of time getting up close and personal with people. How's that?
Mm. You know, it's funny. For somebody that wants to be taken seriously up close and personal, yeah. For somebody that wants to be taken personally and uses all the identity politics that all of those candidates are using right now, Joe, and they're all just so completely insane, I'd like to talk to one that actually makes sense. This is the same party that is telling us all that in 12 years we're all dead. It's over. So we better do something really fast. They are insane. And for them to say with a straight face that the scientific community agrees,
I know.
That's a lie from the pit. That is a lie from the pit. You're exactly right. It's a lie because they will lie about anything now. It's the same party that told us that all those scientists agree when you and I both know that hundreds have come forward and said that climate change and all of this is a freaking hoax. It's a way for them to control us and to tax us.
Mark, let me tell you what, a couple of things. One is, what they don't tell you is they sent out, you know, I think it was like 6,000 or 7,000 requests to scientists to respond. So when they give you a number, they're telling you that, you know, 82% of scientists agree or whatever the number was. That was of the ones that responded. They had less than 100 scientists respond to this. So let's go a little further. Mike Beto's out there. AOC is out there screaming, we're done in 12 years. Well, that's not it. What it is was when they pulled from the Paris Agreement, it was that they wanted to make, now this was last year, so they wanted to make changes by 2030, that they wanted these things, so that would have been 12 years to get these things changed or starting to change.
That's where they get the
12 years. So they're blowing it up, twisting it just like they always do, and they try to get everybody nervous. And we just like the truth more than we like fairy tales.
Well, you see, that's the thing, see, because they're in a fairy tale land. This is all about what we need to do. See, they believe that America needs to change to be great. And America doesn't need to change. As a matter of fact, you know, little history lesson for all those snowflakes out there. If you go and look at the Declaration of Independence, Joe, you and I have talked about this, but it's one of my favorite sentences there. It's in the first paragraph, end of that first paragraph. It says that our government will not bow to transient causes. Wow. So way back then, imagine that. Way back then, they knew that it could happen that a certain amount of the electorate And the population may, in fact, be, as the Bible talks about, double-minded, not understanding or discerning the difference between the truth and fiction, right? And that is that's what's going on right now. Look around.
Here's the problem. If you use the term double-minded, you're presupposing that they actually have a mind to begin with, and I think that's dangerous.
Oh, very good, Joe. You're exactly right, because you and I are going to have to do this from a bunker the next time. But it's true, though, because nobody in their right mind, remember, they would rather protect the voting rights of illegal aliens, right, than to make sure that we have voter ID in every state and that everybody walking into a polling location is who they should be. They would rather call that, racism to get voter ID. That's racist, too. I don't think it's racist when someone says to me at the checkout counter, can I see your ID? It's not racist. I just give them my ID. Mark, you do it at the airport, right?
Isn't it racist to think? Now, I want you to think about this. I find it racist to think that blacks and Hispanics don't have the ability to get IDs, but yet whites do.
I know. That's racist. Isn't it? That's racist to say that.
I said
so they're not smart enough
trying
to figure that? Come on. I know. Think about that. I know. And so all of a sudden, this is, they are pushing through like this is it. This is their final battle. I mean, it's almost like the political Armageddon of what's going on right now. They will not stop, Cory Booker's swiping at Kamala Harris because she smoked pot. But in truth, Joe, that does describe all of them that are running for president, the entire lot of them, obviously smoked way too much.
Well, look at it. If you don't think Bernie Sanders took a few hits off a joint, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is expected to release any day the findings of his Russia investigation. Elaine Karamak with the Brookings Institute says once Mueller makes his report, the focus will shift.
This investigation is about to move from
the legal to the political. And there, the Democrats are going to have to decide, do we move forward with impeachment?
If the report is anticlimactic, there is a chance the president will try to use it in his 2020 campaign. President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
Now this nation is I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's a good diet plan, though, Cody, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Anthony joins me, as he does from time to time, where we're just going through the stories of the day, making fun of as many people as humanly possible. Mark, thanks.
It's more fun that way, isn't it? Isn't it more fun that way? It actually is.
We have to do a whole show. Like, remember the old Mystery Science Theater 3000? Remember the show?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Can we just talk over the clips together?
Well, yeah. I think we should. Well, no. What we should do is play speeches like by AOC and Nancy Pelosi and, you know. Can you imagine? Yeah.
You know what? We would give some really good commentary. You see, because what you need when one of them is speaking is you've got to translate what they're really saying. You know? So, for instance, when AOC says things like, let me think here, that the New Green Deal is a watershed moment, what that really means is that she is trying to hoodwink every single American out there and guilting us with our prosperity that we shouldn't have. And we've got to scale back because it's just not fair what we've done to the rest of the world. Because, you know, America is really not a good country, obviously, or we wouldn't be the way we are. And I want to say something, Joe, because you and I have talked about this a lot. Every time that I hear one of those progressives get up and stand up for illegal aliens that are coming here and wanting a free ride, I want to tell you something, because you and I both come from great Italian heritage. It diminishes and cheapens what my and your ancestors did to get here. Yeah. It just absolutely does, and I want the audience to understand this, okay? First of all, not every Italian is in the mafia.
I say that's my mantra all the time, you know? And I know you're thinking it. When you're looking at me, and I tell you my family came here from the old country, don't tell me you aren't thinking, is your dad in the mafia?
You know, my cousin, even though my family wasn't, my cousin had a great line that when people would ask her that, she would say, no, we just quit and don't mess with me. I think that's a good line. But what I want to say is that, you know, My great grandparents came here on a boat that they were on for 3 months, and they had no assurance that anything was going to work out. As a matter of fact, Ann Coulter told me when she released that book, Adios America, that the fact is, Joe, that 30+% of the immigrants that came here in the early 1900s went back. Why? Because it was sink or swim. So you either made it or you didn't. There were no safety nets. You didn't have welfare. You didn't get a free cell phone. You didn't get Obamacare. And you certainly didn't get vouchers for food or housing.
No, but wait, right? Wait a minute. It wasn't even that you didn't get government help. It was an embarrassment to be on government help. Remember?
Oh, yes. That's right. Because why would you do that? Because if you... That's right. That's exactly, see, that goes back to something really important. People had self-respect. They wanted to be able to accomplish things.
There you go.
And chart their own destiny, right? So when our relatives came here, they were so grateful to be here, and they worked hard. And, you know, my mom tells stories of all the cousins going to pick peas during the summer to pay property taxes. The whole family chipped in, right? That's what everybody did. And they took care of each other. And there's the other thing, which you don't hear as much, which is that my grandfather told my father, and my father told me this, it is up to you to better yourself than I was, meaning you are supposed to do better, the next generation,
you're
right? You're
expected to,
and nothing less. And so I think that there's a really big disconnect. Once again, it goes back to understanding our history and then understanding why, and if people really did, they'd understand how lucky we are to be here.
Well, you know what? Wait a minute. I tell people all the time, think about what you just said a minute ago, which is AOC talks about how bad this country is. You know, Omar talks about how bad. They all talk about how bad this country is, which means that your family and my family must have been mentally deficient. Because why would they sell everything they had, get it down to one bag, give you every last nickel they had to come to a country that was so oppressive and so nasty and so disgusting and so hateful? There's only one reason they would do that, is they didn't have the faculties to know what the truth was, right?
That's right. So obviously our relatives just could not understand what a terrible country this was. I mean, really, I mean, but you see, that's the thing, is that when I hear them talk about seeing land for the first time when they were coming here, it was like they believed, because they did, that they were coming to the greatest nation on earth, and that there was no other place on earth like that. And that still is true today. Although when we let people within our own country distort who we are and try to give America an identity that it doesn't belong, that label doesn't belong on America. You know, this country is great because of what we believe in the foundation. That's why this country is great. There is no other country on earth like this, and that's why everybody wants to come here. Everybody does.
Yep. Well, what's funny is when you hear the Democrats and they're talking about how bad we are for keeping people away from the country, wanting not to allow them in. I mean, they're coming here for a better life. They're coming here to be safe. They're coming here. I mean, they go through all these things why this country is so wonderful. Well, part of that is because we're a rule of law country, but let's get past that for a second. And then they go on to talk about how terrible we are because we're so racist. And because, you know, I mean, it's just like, will you get your meds squared away? Because I don't know what we are. Are we bad or are we good?
Of course. You know, that's the thing about them. That's the thing about them, Joe, overall, is that there is no logic to what they say. That's why it's almost entirely impossible to communicate with them, because they're saying things that just don't ring true. They aren't true. They literally exaggerate something, take one little thing, take it out of context. And then here's a great example of that before we go. This whole thing with John McCain, Joe, Meghan McCain said that that Trump doesn't know what a good man is. What is she talking about? Her father put out a dossier that was just as fake as the one that we've been talking about for 2.5 years. Her father was associated with ISIS. What does she know about a good man? That guy worked with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. There isn't anything good about John McCain, and he shouldn't have been given that kind of send-off. And you and I both agree on that.
Well, this is what I say to people on a regular basis, right? It's interesting how the Dems they'll find one thing wrong with a Franklin Graham or George, whoever. They'll find one thing wrong with somebody on the left, and they have to go. Doesn't matter what they did that was good. It doesn't matter that what they did was righteous or good. They've got to go. They're bad people. Throw them out. But on their side, there's no... Well, you found one thing. Look at all the wonderful things they did. They play, when it comes to their group, they play by a whole different rule book, don't they?
Oh, they completely do. And just so you know, Meghan McCain, you know, McCain put himself out to be a conservative. She just said, quote, "My father was his kryptonite in life, and he was kryptonite in death." What is she talking about? Her father was an embarrassment who flew all the way to D.C. to vote down Obamacare reform because he's such a bitter man. Her father was not kryptonite to anybody. Her father should have resigned if he had any honor because he had brain cancer and obviously was definitely not, didn't have his full faculties, right?
What? I think any one of those people, and not just John McCain, but I mean, there's a lot of them out there. I think that, you know, being around those kind of people myself, I think that Nancy Pelosi is suffering from early dementia. Look at some of the things that she does. And it's not a matter of just getting a little confused. She almost forgets what she's talking about and where she is sometimes. And that's not a slight on her because she's a woman or because she's old. People have issues. Everybody does.
Okay. I know, but I have to throw one more thing in so the audience does. Because she also spends $1,000 a week on liquor on her plane. Oh, so she also might be drunk. It's possible.
It is possible.
I mean, right? I mean, let's not rule that out. It's
well, when she makes comments like, you know, Omar really didn't know what she was saying, that's a, that's a lie. I suppose I should just go there and get it over with.
It's not even half truth. That's a lie. That's gaslighting.
Come on.
Yep. Please, Nancy. I mean, you know, have you seen her when she's on camera? She's her lips and her tongue, and it looks like she's...
With all the money she has, she could have her teeth fixed. Don't she? She got a right set of dentures that actually fits, don't you think?
I don't even know what to say about that.
No, it's all right. We're going for a break. You don't have to say anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Myself and Mark Anthony will be back in a minute.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Stay in Mexico. No way, Daniel.
Yeah. I ain't going to school. I don't want to be back in school. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just get him in here so he can help save my throat, my voice, and whatever else I got left. Mark Anthony joins me as he does from time to time. He is the host of The Patriot. Is this The Patriot, the pastor, or The Patriot, the priest, or The Patriot? What is it?
Oh, my gosh. How many times have you... It's the Patriots and the Preacher. That's it.
You see all the drugs I'm taking here? You see all this stuff? Yeah. You're lucky I even know your name.
You're starting to sound a little like Nancy. You're just drifting off, Joe. So, let me... All right, I'm going to step in now. I've got to go back to... I've got to go back to this, that as we're watching all of this transpire, Joe, around us, the obvious problem this country has between defending life and who Planned Parenthood is, when we look at the debate over the wall, and that's immoral and racist, coming from a party that's ripped God out of their platform, right? when we look at the fact that every time you and I speak the truth, or anybody on our side does, we are demonized, we're called racist, white supremacist, white privilege that we have. By the way, I never had any white privilege. Nobody ever gave me anything. And I think that really, that this country overall needs to wake up a little bit more than even we did in 2016. Because here's what we do know. What they did in 2018 with the voter fraud, that was a test. So let's everybody understand this, that when it comes time for 2020, they're gearing up to steal the election, and you and I know it. So that means we have to come out in numbers even better than we did in 2016, because if any of them take control of the White House, this is worse than Hillary. All of them are certifiable. All of them should be on medication or counseling. They're crazy. They don't even know what they're talking about. They really don't. And by the way, I want to encourage all of your listeners, stop trying to understand them. You never will. It's like talking to a five-year-old that's still upset that their toy that they believe they were entitled to, meaning Hillary Clinton, was taken away. They're still upset, and they're not going to let up. And we need to understand that the way that they've been acting, the violence that's coming out of them, the vitriol, the venom that comes out of them is not, by the way, is not from God, by the way. And the fear tactics they use are not from God either. They use every tactic in the book to make everybody afraid of what may happen according to what they think is reality. And the reality is that they would rather destroy this country than help it grow and be stronger, just to prove Donald Trump wrong.
Yeah, no, remember, though, they really believe that the fight is good on their part. Remember, Nancy Pelosi said that the Democrats do the work of God, so God wants to be thrown out of their platform. But anyway, Democrats do the work of God, and the mm-hmm. Republicans don't. They work
right,
against
that's,
God.
That's right. Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that, you know, every time they get caught and they don't have a backup, all of a sudden they bring God up. Every once in a while you'll see them kind of, you know, throw in a couple scriptures as if any of them have ever opened a Bible. Sorry, because I'm going to say this. It's really upsetting. You cannot be a liberal and call yourself a Christian. Jesus was not a liberal, Joe, and when I hear liberals say that, they're out of their minds. That's not...
Well, listen, but you have to understand that a lot of these people go to feel-good churches, right?
That's right, yes.
For the liberal type of mindset, when Jesus said there's only one way to the Father, that's through me, that doesn't sound very liberal. That doesn't sound like a big net, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's right. There's only one map. He's saying there's only one way. And so they say things like, you know, remember, this is the same party that when they get called out by people like Father Frank Pavone, our good friend, who told Nancy Pelosi she either denounces abortion or leaves the church. Her response, I remember this clearly because that's when I first interviewed him. Her response was, well, the church can believe what they want and I believe what I want. What are you talking about? If you say, right, if you say that I'm a follower of Christ and you believe in the sanctity of life and that life is a gift, how can you possibly come back with that?
No.
Unless, of course.
I got a good one for you. I had a guy interviewing me, and he kind of stops, gets off topic, starts talking about God, and he says, well, I'm a Christian, too, and I don't believe what, you know, something I said to him. I said, you're a Christian. I said, so... If you know, he said that the Bible was full of stories and they weren't really true. And I said, so wait a minute. The only place that talks about Christ and how you have to follow Christ and why you have to follow Christ to be a Christian, and you're saying all those stories are false, so then you believe in a fairy tale?
Right.
And he looked at me and he got quiet. He said, well, I told you I didn't want to talk about religion. So in other words, you got me. I don't know what to say. Let's move on.
Right. That's right, because when you see, they try to diminish that too. You'll hear, well, those are parables. That's not really what happened. The thing is that's not true. We have faith that those things happen. In fact, history confirms it. You know, when you talk about Lee Strobel, right, who did the case for Christ. I mean, how can you argue with him? He went in there trying to disprove, number one, that Jesus existed, and then number two, he was the Son of God, except for the fact, you and I both know that he fulfilled every prophecy in the Old Testament, every single one of them to the T. So are you telling me, was there, maybe there was collusion between the Old Testament writers and... Yeah, that must have happened.
They were all old white guys. Like, come on, get over yourself.
That's right. I know. That's exactly what happened. I missed that part.
What I think is funny is that every book that I've read, I haven't read all of them, but these guys who go out to disprove God, what do they end up doing?
They end up becoming believers every time, right?
Every time. Every book, and those books that start off with, you know what, I was going to prove once and for all that God doesn't exist, but I can't do that.
That's right. Every person. I mean, really, just when you think about it, or even the best story of them all, Saul, who was killing Christians, became one of the best, one of the best writers and the best evangelists for Christ, didn't he? So it's living proof that God can change any heart. But the fact is that, speaking of the soul of this nation needs to change. Because the soul of this nation, half of it's being deceived, and half of them are beginning to believe things that just are simply not true, you know? And remember Thomas Paine? He said, he who dares not offend cannot be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I must be the most honest guy in town.
Yeah, well, on top of being on a school board, they don't like Christians on school boards, because imagine what we would do to those children and feed them with filth, right?
Yeah, we're bad people. I have no business being on a school board. Just ask them, they'll tell you. You know,
well, but you see, the problem is they let everybody else on that school board be Christians. Now, we can't have them on school boards. They might actually do things like figure out what's in the curriculum that's corrupting our children and making them believe things that you and I grew up knowing just because that's how we were brought up. And now the schools, we've let them bring up the kids. And here we go, AOC. Thanks so much, America, because there's many more of her out there that believe the trash she says.
Well, you know what? Again, we've done this to ourselves, though, Mark, because we should be taking our rightful places in education. You know, I can go over and over again. I got to tell you something real quick before we run out of time. Do you know that all 50 of the state constitutions mention God? Not the word God, but God. Okay?
That's right.
And when you talk about that, you know, they say our constitution doesn't really mention God. It mentions, you know, the divine or this, that. Yeah, right. But if you go read the letters from our founding fathers, they were about God. The majority of them were about Jesus. They were about God. So how did we go from that? How did we go from one of our founding fathers saying that one of the books that should be taught in school, in education, is the precepts of the Bible? How did we go from that to no prayer on campus, no Bibles in school, can't mention God in government because we're not educated? That's really what it boils down to.
It is what that boils down to. Remember, Benjamin Rush said when they ratified the Constitution, quote, if we take prayer and the Bible out of schools, we're going to see an explosion in crime.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly when Roe v. Wade was passed around that time, wasn't it, Joe? It was during that time. Uh-oh.
It won't stop because we're afraid to step. Till we start stepping up and taking our... Look, you just said it a second ago. I'm on a school board. Do you know how many Christians I know won't step up and go on a school board? Why? Because they don't want the aggravation. Imagine if Jesus said, you know what? I know what's going to happen. I don't want the aggravation.
You know what? Yeah, that's right. I'm leaving. I'm coming back. You guys are too much.
I'm not doing this for you people. You're crazy. I know what you're going to do in the end. I mean,
that's right.
All I got to say is one thing before we go to break. Thank God I'm not God. You guys should thank God that I'm not God and that he doesn't give me charge for a day. Because there'd be little piles of dust all over the place. And you know what that means.
Wait, I have one more thing to say. And this is true.
You got 20 seconds.
Wait.
Go.
All right. When we come back.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far in the next hour. A lot coming up. Mark Anthony will still be with us. Hopefully, we'll lock him in the room. We won't let him go. You're listening to The Real Side.